So at the end of the season, it feels like it's almost here. How would you assess the year so far for the Wildcats?
Yeah, it's been a massive improvement from where we were last year. I think at the beginning of the season, if anybody had said you'd get to a Challenge Cup semi-final and you'd make the top eight, you know, people would have been pretty happy with that, I would imagine. Obviously, we've suffered a fair bit at the end of the season due to the amount of injuries we've had, and obviously it's been real good to be able to blood some of the youngsters. They've been really good, and it's been good experience for them. But it'd also be really good to finish the season with a couple of wins and have a feel-good factor about us going into the off-season as well.
Because I think that's the thing with the Super 8s, so you've got seven really tough games, or if you've had everyone fit, but it has been a good year, hasn't it? No one should lose sight of that, whatever happens in the next 5 weeks, should they?
Yeah, no, they shouldn't, but they do. It is very easy to remember. You think you finish the season with a number of losses and a couple of them heavy, which they have been in recent weeks. So it is easy to forget about the success we've had, really, in comparison to how far we've come. So like I said, we're pretty keen to try and get a couple of wins under our belt so we can sort of put that smile back on his own faces, but the supporters and everybody as well. Obviously they'll remember the season by how you finished at the back end, or a number of them will. So I think it's important that we finish with some strong performances and hopefully try and get a couple of wins under our belts.
My memory coming away on Sunday having watched the game is that the guys tried really hard, and that there's some real talent, young talent here, isn't there? The likes of Batchelor, Massive, Crowther, all played a big part.
Yeah, they did. I think Chris has said a number of times that it's very rarely you can fault the effort and commitment of the team, maybe the smartness a little bit. I thought one thing that really hurts at the weekend were the amount of errors we made. I think we made about 12 or 13 unforced errors. And you just can't afford to do that against the good sides, never mind when you're down to the bare bones. And so I thought for periods of the game against Warrington, I thought we more than held our own and we're really competitive. Probably lacked a little bit of composure and a little bit of clinicalness with the ball when we're in good ball, and we could possibly come with a few more points. But yeah, there's some real positives to take away from it. It's James Batchelor made his debut. I thought he played fantastic at weekend, and
he didn't look out of place, did he?
No, and showed that he's not just one for the future, he's one for the present as well. Obviously we need to be a bit mindful with the young kids that you don't throw them in at the deep end for too long. You sort of leave them and let them blood and let them get a feel and a taste for it, and then pull them back when obviously the time's appropriate.
And I guess that's a positive throughout all the troubles that there have been at Wakefield, is that, you know, you add Tom Johnston and Max Jowett to that, there's five or six
Jordan
really
Crowther played Jordan last Crown. Three games
again, so yeah. There's five or six really talented youngsters there that have come from within, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. It's been a while seeing them come through. Obviously they had a fair amount of a period of time where the club weren't producing too many of their own players. I think it's really important, especially for a club like ourselves, that we do produce our own players. And as much as it's been really unfortunate, the injury situation that we've had, the flip side of that is that probably some of these kids have had a game or a couple of games where they quite possibly wouldn't have done. So obviously going into the pre-season, it sort of dangled the carrot a bit for them to go away and work really hard, and it's shown us that they can actually hold their own when asked to come in and perform. So yeah, it's some good signs there.
And looking at this week, obviously you lost Scott Moore late last week. Is he likely to come back in? Are there any more to come back in this time?
Yeah, all being well, Scott should be back this week. Bill Tupou will be back in the 17, so he'll play some part in the game. And obviously Ben Harrison's joined us on loan, so we're keen to try and get him in the team, but we're going to be a bit led by Warrington this week. Obviously we're playing at Widnes on the high pitch, a number of players have issues with that, so we're just waiting at the moment for confirmation on Warrington whether he'll be able to set some part of the weekend.
And in terms of a game, obviously Widnes right with you in the table, so this is a big game because obviously there's prize money at stake come the end of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really big game. I think we're level on 20 points with Widnes. We beat them once this year, they've beat us once, so it'll be a real interesting game. It'll be a tough game, as they always are, against Widnes, but as you say, with prize money and with place on the table at stake, it's going to be a really key game as to where both teams finish come the end of the season.
And what do you make of Widnes? Obviously had that great start really that set their season up nicely, but they've been a bit in and out since then, and they've got injury problems as well.
Yeah, they are, but they're always a real tough side to play over there. Obviously, the nature of the pitch and the conditions and suppose the bounce of the ball on the type of pitch as well, it's something they're training every day and they're playing every other week. It's something we might only play on once or twice a year, so it does play a part in the game, but know, if we play to our best and we carry out everything we've practiced, we're confident that we can go and give a real strong performance. But obviously, regarding Widnes, they're a good side. They're a team full of outstanding individuals. I know Hanbury didn't play last week, but he's a really key player. And in Mellor and Brown, they've probably got two of the best halfbacks in competition, playing on the back of the platform, which are a big, big set of forwards all there for them. So it's going to be a tough game, no, there's no doubt in that, but you know, it's one that we're looking forward to again this week.
It always looks a quicker game. Obviously, the surface allows for that. Is it a different game completely when you go to Widnes?
Yeah, I mean, not so much this year, but one thing we've always spoke about in the past is when you play at Widnes, the game does tend to be a little bit quicker. Whether it's because early on in the season you don't get the mud and things like that, because we've tended to play over there early on in the season. I'm not too sure, but you do get a feel that the speed of the game, the speed of the rug does tend to be a little bit quicker over there. So it does obviously have a big impact on the game and how it's played.
From your point of view this year, has it been a lot more enjoyable than it was last year, given the pressure that you were under all the time last year?
Yeah, it's always more enjoyable when you're winning games. Last year were tough. We went through a real tough period and we were all really pleased that we managed to come through the other side and obviously managed to build what's been a competitive squad this year that's enabled us to take a couple of steps forward. Obviously, with getting in that top eight early now, it's let us re-sign the players that we've been keen to re-sign. And obviously, Chris is doing plenty of work behind the scenes. We're trying to look to try and strengthen the squad for next year. So it has been far more enjoyable. Obviously, it's nice watching the middle eights from the outside this year and seeing how tougher games they are. Obviously, we put pressure on ourselves to try and perform against the top other seven sides in the competition every week this year, but it's a different type of pressure to the one we were facing this time last year.
And as a coach, do you feel you've developed, kicked on a bit this time, having, you know, obviously been a little bit more freedom, I guess, to work with the players and get them worrying about performing better rather than worrying about losing?
Yeah, I mean, it's always when you're losing every week, you've forever got your head in your computer and forever looking at things about where things are going wrong all the time. Whereas when you're winning games, you're looking to tweak little things and seeing how you can actually improve. And obviously, the experience we had under Brian in the off season were good. And Chris has been fantastic since he's come in. You know, he's been a breath of fresh air since he's come to the club. So it's been really pleasing. I think we're learning plenty off him as well. So. Fingers crossed we can keep improving and keep taking club forward.
And what's the aim then for the last five games? What have the players been set a target, or is it just perform your best every week?
Yeah, well, we've not set a target on how many games, on which games we'd like to win. We would take one game at a time. I know it's an old saying, but we want to play as best every week, and if we can get a win this week, then we'll set ourselves a target of winning the next game and the next game and so on. But just getting a real strong performance this week, I think will help us. And if we can get somewhere near our best, obviously we're getting a few players back, we're confident that we can get a result at Widnes.